This week, lawmakers in Washington are zeroing in on the Department of Homeland Security. Funding for DHS will expire by Friday if Congress can't agree on a plan. And 230,000 people who work for the agency, most of them considered essential employees, would be required to work without pay. The Republican-led House passed a funding bill that also calls for eliminating President Obama's immigration actions. Secretary Jay Johnson referenced that yesterday on the morning shows here on CNN's State of the Union.
The thing that, frankly, is frustrating to me, when I go to the Senate, they say, it's not us, it's the House. Go over to the House side, talk to them. I go to the House and they say, we passed our bill, it's not us, it's the Senate. So they're literally doing this right now. And we have, I think, 4 or 5 working days left to get this right.
Ron Elving is NPR's senior Washington editor and correspondent. He helps us set the political table on Mondays. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Robin.
And what do you think of Secretary Johnson's characterization there of both houses of Congress giving him the runaround?
Yes, and pointing fingers at each other, as he indicated in that interview. And actually, that does make a certain amount of sense from their own standpoints. The House thinks it's the Senate's fault. The House has passed this version of the funding for Homeland Security, and it's no kind of dispute about the need for Homeland Security. It's all about the riders that they put on it, peeling back the president's actions on immigration going back to 2012. So the Senate doesn't have the votes to pass that because you need 60 votes to go to a bill like that in the Senate, and they only have 53 Republican votes for it right now, and no Democratic votes whatsoever. So they're way shy of 60. They can't pass it. So the Senate says, you guys have got to send us a bill without those riders. And the House said, you've got it. Deal with it as it is.
Yeah. Well, when we last spoke, the president's immigration actions had been put on hold by that Texas judge. And at the time, you said that this might possibly offer Republicans who don't want to be seen as nixing, you know, Homeland Security funding. It might give them an off-ramp, I think was the phrase you used. Let's listen to yesterday. Senator Bob Corker, a Republican from Tennessee, spoke with Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press.
I was very gratified by what the judge ruled. At the same time, I do believe in this time where we have the kind of threats that we have from all over the world, we certainly need to make sure that Homeland Security is fully funding. And my guess is we'll figure out a way to make sure that happens this week.
So Ron Corker, among the Republicans who say Homeland Security too important to use as political leverage, he did mention the judge in response to a question. But do you think that other Republicans are also maybe leaning that way?
Senator Corker gets it. Probably the majority of other Republican senators also get it and would like to use this opportunity. The greater resistance, not all, but the greater resistance is in the House, where many of the Republicans there feel that, yes, of course, Homeland Security is important and funding the department is important, but they don't want to give up this especially good opportunity, in their view, maybe even unique opportunity, to challenge the president's actions on immigration. They don't want to back down from that, and they keep hoping that Mitch McConnell, the Senate Republican leader, will come up with some way to somehow get around that 60-vote rule.
Yeah, well, Secretary Johnson is going to make remarks later today. Any idea what he might say briefly?
He's going to say, please don't hold my department and the extraordinary functions of my department, everything from emergency management to border checks to checking whether or not people are legally able to work in the United States to, of course, fighting terrorism. Don't hold that hostage to your dispute over immigration rules.
Especially he was speaking over the weekend in large part because of the new video threat from the Somali group al-Shabaab. We're going to mention that later. But we're also expecting Congress to send the Keystone Pipeline bill to the president's desk this week. The president has said he'll veto it, and if he does, could be one of many vetoes the president issues with this new Congress. Your thoughts on, is this a new phase of the presidency?
It is a new phase of the presidency, and of course it is occasioned by full Republican control, not just in the House, but now in the Senate as well, which will probably mean that bills that had been bottled up in the Senate by the Democrats will more often get to his desk. That will surely begin with the Keystone XL, and the Keystone XL will be vetoed, and whichever chamber votes first on it will fail to override because it takes 2/3. Senate doesn't have 67. House isn't close either to 2/3. So whichever one votes first will fail. The other one won't even need to vote on it. That's going to set a kind of pattern. And I think we're going to see the president carefully vetoing bills he knows they can't override, thereby exerting his executive authority, even in counterpose to this new Republican majority in both chambers.
Well, and what does, as you said, Republicans won't have the majority to overturn those vetoes. But what does that mean on the Democratic side?
It empowers the Democrats to be equal partners in Congress and, in a sense, almost equal partners with the president, so long as they stick together. That's the imperative. If they all stay together, they can be just as important as the majority party. We've seen that on the Republicans' part when they were in the minority. The Democrats now are getting a chance to see if they can bring it off as well.
Ron Elving, senior Washington editor and correspondent for NPR. Ron, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.